Chain Gang. Elizabeth Murray's Chain Gang is a dark black and tan painting of an abstracted table and two large spoons on four meticulously warped canvases. The two larger canvases overlap into roughly a bow tie shape. The two smaller canvases are the spoons. It is 9.5 feet high by 10.5 feet wide, and the layered and warped sections give it a depth of 16 inches. The top edge dips in a wide arc. The left edge has a slight S-curve, and the right edge mirrors the left with a slight reversed S-curve. The top corners give the impression of horns reaching up. The bottom edge is two sagging curves that meet in the center at a peak. The right curve overlaps the left and continues past the peak to curl around past the center to become the top edge. On these two canvases is a cartoonish curved table with noodle legs. The simple drawing defies perspective, making it unclear if the view is looking down on or up at the table. The top of the table shares the curved top edge of the canvas. The sides of the table arc inward, leaving just enough space on the canvas for the short, thin top legs that bow out. The thin bottom legs are longer and both curve toward the left. The table's bottom edge is comparatively straight, though the line shifts a few inches at the canvas overlap. The table's surface is light tan, heavily tarnished with soot-like black paint, but also has highlights of saffron yellow at the corners. The negative space behind the table is much darker black, applied with scratchy brush strokes. The third and fourth canvases are two large teardrop-shaped spoons, cool gray like worn metal, their necks protruding from the canvas seam right above the bottom center peak. The lower spoon is about 3 feet long, reaches toward the bottom left, and faces out. The bigger spoon is about 5 feet long, reaches toward the top right, curves up, and faces away. Both spoons reach beyond the bow tie canvases and also pull away so they cast a shadow on the canvas and wall behind it. Behind the spoons, but on top of the table, a long, thin, light gray object curves from the bottom right corner up around the center and fans to the right into five fat fingers like a gecko's hand. At the bottom of the painting, the paint application abruptly thins out into frantic brush strokes that leave bare beige canvas along the edge.